Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second, the second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third, the third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Altman scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thacker takes first base on ball four. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heist is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Adcock strikes out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Torre strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch fields the ball and throws to Cardwell covering. Safe. Thomas scores. McMillan scores. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparn moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Altman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Simulai is chasing the ball. Altman rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thacker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thacker hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heist hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Altman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Altman reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Simile picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simile. Altman scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sparn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Simile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simile hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer catches it and throws to first to double up Sparn. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thacker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bausch moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Heist is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Heist hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Thacker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mathews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields the ball and throws to Cardwell covering. Safe. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Barney Schultz now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Altman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Warren Sparn. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Willie now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Thacker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thacker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz bunts towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. Thacker moves to second. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-4 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adcock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Torre is 0-for-3 in the game. Torre hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.